B-Pod Studios.
It was in 2002, we had the distinct privilege to interview one of the country's greatest actresses from Hollywood's golden age, Miss Katharine Hepburn. Katharine passed away in 2003 at the age of 96. Enjoy. Hello, Katharine, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, it is such a pleasure to have you on the program, and happy 95th from everybody here on the Stan and Haney Show.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Yes, it is, and happy 95th. How are you feeling, Katharine? How does it feel to be 95?
Well, I guess I'm feeling better now that I know who it is. It's cold enough to waste my time on my birthday.
Okay, and I know you're calling us from your home in Hartford, Connecticut. Born and raised in Connecticut. How's the weather up there, ma'am? Miss Hepburn. Are you there? Katharine Hepburn, everybody. 95 today. Miss Hepburn, we last saw you on the silver screen with Henry Fonda in On Golden Pond. Of course, he winning the Oscar for that one. Of course, a lot was said. That was the first time the two of you worked together at the end of his life. What was it like finally working? Katharine Hepburn, everybody. Now, Katharine, I said with you don't mind me calling you Katharine, do you? Or would you prefer Miss Hepburn?
I always tell people, why do you have to put on such airs? Why can't everybody just call me Kate and be done with it?
All right, Kate, back to my original question. Working with Henry Fonda, you didn't work with him. It was finally 1980s. You got to work with Henry Fonda shortly before his death on Golden Pond. What kind of an actor was he?
Well, he was a hell of an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to know is that why weren't people interviewing Henry Fonda and asking him what it was like to finally work with Katharine Hepburn?
Well, he was too ill, from what I understand at the time. His daughter, Jane Fonda, was basically, keeping him back. He was very ill at the time. He barely made it through the film, so he couldn't do any publicity for the film. Kate.
And well, that's what they say to me. I always stand up and do whatever it is they ask me to do, regardless of how I feel. And I found him to be a very weak-willed man.
You just said he was a fight. Never, Kate, we're talking with Katharine Hepburn. The lady who didn't bother with the skirts and wore trousers, and she might need to change them right now. Katharine, we want to talk about your...
I was always very proud of that. Do you know that people, they didn't like it when a lady would wear trousers?
I know, and you did.
And I said, that's a load of boulder, guys. You see, I was always a tomboy when I was a young girl.
Okay, now, I want to talk about Katharine Hepburn, everybody, the grand lady of Hollywood. Golden Age. Kate, are you okay? Do you need time to gather yourself, or is this a bad time for you?
As good a time as any.
Okay.
I'm not getting any younger.
95 today.
And I will have you know, the body will betray us, but I am as sharp as a tack.
You seem it. You sound sharp. Kate, let's talk about your relationship. Let's talk about your relationship with... Are you sure you're okay? I want to... Well, I think most of America... You're the last one that can talk about this. Your relationship, can somebody get you something to drink, ma'am? Or can they go and help you? Do you need to be cleaned up? I don't know if you're all right. Do you want to continue with this?
I am perfectly fine. They tell me I get everything I need from a tube that goes straight into my intestine.
Are you still able to smoke? I know that was frowned upon back in the 30s, a movie star openly smoking. That was a man's world, and you smoked back then as well. You still smoke?
I am, God bless you for asking me such a pertinent question. I've always enjoyed smoking, and I will tell you right now,
yes,
never once in my life have I ever picked up a Virginia Slim.
And, Miss Hepburn, are you okay? Is there somebody there with you? Is there somebody at your home that takes care of you, or do you take care of yourself? Because I honestly think that there's somebody that needs to look at you.
Well, I'm very independent.
I know.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, young man.
Yes.
But I absolutely love to garden. I love gardening.
I know, and I enjoy playing a game of golf. You were at Mail Country Clubs back in the 1930s playing golf in your slacks. Now.
Oh, absolutely. And I would be challenged on that from time to time. And they would say, Miss Hepburn, what do you think you're doing here? And I would reply to them, you listen to me, Mr. Man. You go ahead and drop your trousers. I'll drop mine and we'll see whose is bigger.
Okay. All right. I don't know.
I have a very large...
Okay, that's, ma'am, you're on the radio.
Abnormally large, a medical miracle.
Okay, ma'am, I know that we're having a phone conversation here, and I know it's your 95th birthday, but you, I would think... I don't know what exactly that is. I don't know if it is a colostomy bag, the wizard sleeve.
I've never felt more free in my entire life because they have these series of tubes. I don't have to eat. I don't have to drink. I don't have to do much of anything at all except exist.
Kate, did you like the... ma'am, Catherine at 95.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the Hollywood system working for a particular studio and the strict contract rules of that time?
Well, I think it's always beneficial when everyone knows their place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember my film done in the 1930s, I believe late 1930s. And it was called I've Been Working on the Railroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the great ones.
I was the only Caucasian in the entire cast.
What was it mainly made up of? Asian people?
Celestial. I remember I had to work so hard on dialogue for that film.
Can you favor us with a line from that film in working with it? Can the great Catherine Hepburn, age 95, still do that particular dialect from that film?
Well,
I've been working on the railroad.
Of course I can. Head.
Okay, I'd be honored, and I know our audience would be honored. Can you give us a little dialogue from I've Been Working on the Railroad?
I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I think that's how it's
okay,
went.
That's very good. Thank you, Kate.
You see, it was very particular, reversing the R's and the W's.
I understand. Talk to me about African Queen.
This comes natural to a rice.
Hey! Again, she's not feeling well, 95. What was it like working with Bogey?
What do you mean I'm not feeling well, I'm 95?
Well, you're making all kinds of sounds out of your tubes. What was it like working...
Well, I'm not making those sounds. The tubes are making those sounds when they get backed up.
Working with Bogey, I know you did African Queen with him. Was that after the first lung was removed? Yep, those are the tubes are doing. Humphrey Bogart, Kate, what do you remember?
Well, I don't know who you think you're talking to. Maybe you should call Lauren Bacall. You know how to call her. You just put your lips together and then blow.
She was not in African Queen. You were with Humphrey Bogart in the African Queen. You picked leeches off of him.
You know, when you look back at those days and you wonder, how on earth did someone who looks like Humphrey Bogart become a movie star?
They had... Okay, that's your opinion. I just asked you.
I mean, you look at the beautiful people today. For instance, a beautiful man like a Ted Danson. How can a Humphrey Bogart compete with that?
Right, Ted Danson. I love him in Cheers. We enjoy the amount of time we've gotten to spend with you, Ms. Hepburn. Please stay well. Let's talk again maybe in another year or two. And by that time, you'd be 97 if you lived that long.
Well, not only will I live that long, Mr. Mann, I'll tell you what I tell everyone.
What?
Whatever time period you're talking about, a year or two, no problem. But I'll tell you this. I will be smoking and drinking and dancing on your grave, just like I am Spence's.
There's the lady herself, Academy Award winner, one of Hollywood's golden age stars. You okay? Katharine Hepburn, everybody. On her 95th.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Tuesday edition. We just went down to Haney a little memory lane when we had our interview with Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, it's a real classic.
About a year before she passed away. And you know what? We do this show for our audience and also for ourselves. And if you can't jump on the train, there's nothing. Once the train leaves the station, if you can't jump on, I feel sorry for you.
They got at the station, they got machines where you can buy yourself a canned soda.
Yeah.
And you can, there's also another one where you can get chips and candy bars, but we're way down the track by then.
One texter only had to send a few texts during that bit so that we understand. I guess.
So you're telling me there's one texter but multiple messages?
Yes.
Okay.
So we play the bit, and if you heard the beginning of the bit, about a year before she died, we had the great opportunity to interview the legend of the silver screen. First text. This current skit is just sad. Seconds later, same person. We all know that's a guy, okay? We all know that's a guy. Third text. How can you be doing an interview with Katharine Hepburn? Well, Katharine Hepburn died on June 29th, 2003, just to let you know.
Same person.
Yeah. Get on the train. The train is leaving the station.
The train go on outside my door.
Wow. Thank you for getting the facts straight that was probably a man.
Tuesday's gone with the wind.
Yeah, it couldn't possibly be happening now because she died in 03. And, you know, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. I see Haney's here. I'm here. Junior's here. And for some reason, and it's the truth, because now management is starting to wonder, what's Dave doing holding up a wall every day?
He's here for me.
I know, and I explained that to him. And here's the reply I got back from one of them. Do you mean to tell me Coastal Cooling's gone? His other job? And so his place of employment is that Haney has to pay him to run errands? Yeah, and I said, yeah. Because he said, why is he here?
He
needs money.
Why did people respect Ron when he was his boss, but they don't respect me?
Because he's a business owner. He was employed at a business. You are an individual.
I want to dedicate this to the texter. Really appreciate you listening and trying to figure out what's going on. But this is for you. Because you just weren't able to ever get on that train.
Didn't hop on. You know, that's a man doing that. I can tell that's a man. How can you be doing this in 2019?
You know, I see
she died in 2003.
See the train moving on. All the listeners are happy and celebrating. And then at the back of that train, almost like a presidential campaign style, Stan and I are waving at you to keep up.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
But you can't.
Nope.
This is for you, Texter.
Yeah.
Please take me far away.
Train you missed.
Yeah, there it goes.
Where there was so much fun going on.
You can join the party. Or maybe you don't even get through the front door.
No, think about it from their perspective. They're there at the station and all they can hear is increasingly going off in the distance, people having fun.
Yep. Streamers flying out, glass breaking.
Yep.
A lot of woos.
Yep. Wish you could have made it.
Yeah. We had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
It was a gas.
You were welcome to join us.
But you chose not to. All right, we got to take a break.
Hate to see you sitting there all lonely at the station.
Stan and Haney.
Brings a tear to the eye.
96. K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney really on 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, don't focus on it. Stan and Haney here.
You can acknowledge that it's there.
Yeah.
But it's just a passing thought. Ow.
Mike Chiodopoulos here on the show today in about an hour. Stan's named that movie later on today. Yeah, I gotta say this before we go into the grab bag. I hope, I know that with Jesse James Dupree here last week.
You accused him of getting you sick.
I am so filled with medication right now, it's not funny.
Well, I was with him too. Did you get closer to him?
Well,
than
you
I
would
did?
Go and say hi, shake his hand, and leave. I was in here keeping him company. And I don't know. Something happened. At any rate, he was at.
What do you mean something happened?
Something happened.
Sparks?
No, nothing happened. I don't know if he sneezed on me or. But he was at the Southwest Florida Event Center, and I know that this station with the salesman Don Holloman trying to work things back on a nice level with them down there because they really have some great acts.
And what is his deal? Is he semi-retired or?
I think they call it freelancing.
Oh.
But I just saw this on my Facebook post, and I would have loved to have had the two of them sitting here right now with us, because tonight at the Southwest Florida Event Center, and I'm not supposed to promote this because they're not on the station, but I'm going to say it anyways. You know who's in town? They're probably here right now. Dave Mason and Steve Cropper are in town right now. They're doing a rhythm and blues review at the Southwest Florida Event Center, and Steve Cropper is in town now.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do
it. Well, you know, we're not allowed to have guests.
He's one of those on my bucket list that I would love to meet and talk to.
Living legend.
Yes.
Now, see, ideally, I've got this little piece of equipment.
Yeah.
You can carry it in your hand.
Yeah.
Where you could plug it in.
Yeah.
He could have any guitar effect that he wants.
Yeah.
It could have been really cool.
Yeah, it could have been. Grab bag brought to you by the...
As a matter of fact, a lot of the effects on that are probably things he invented.
Pewter Mug North.
Jesus.
Yeah. Right in town. He's here today.
Missed it again. Yeah.
Let's see. Yesterday was President's Day. It was a holiday. But as Haney and I have pointed out many times, there are so many needless holidays.
Yesterday was President's Day, but it was also Drink Wine Day and National Battery Day and Thumb Appreciation Day. Today is International Tug of War Day and National Chocolate Mint Day. Who the hell's making up these useless holidays? How about National I Don't Care Day?
Oh, that's June 9th.
That figures. So when is National I Don't Give a Flying F*** Day?
That's every day.
I'll drink to that.
You're darn right.
Do you know what they're doing now?
What?
This is what the lady who would like to be your next president, Senator Kamala.
Yeah.
We're not buying the Kamala stuff.
No.
Okay. She wants to fully dispose of Columbus Day. It's already under attack.
Yeah.
And replace that with a celebration of indigenous people.
Well, I think there should be a celebration of indigenous people.
But why?
I don't think it should be on Columbus Day. Columbus was a great man.
I think there should be a celebration of you, but we don't have that day either.
Unfortunately not. Ah, a couple of things.
Columbus Day is to acknowledge a historic day, the founding...
Yeah, of the Americas.
Yes.
I was thinking of Dave when I...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got these two on my feed this morning. You want to know what Dave is like? Take a listen to these two. Dave, this is for Dave the Waterman.
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them. For that person, here's a message just for you.
You're good. You're really good. Really.
There you go. And remember, you're special.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, that one that is constantly seeking attention.
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them. For that person, here's a message just for you.
You are so much smarter than anyone I know. Really.
There you go. And remember, you're special.
There. Yeah. That says it all right there.
He's a good boy.
Yeah,
he really is.
He's a good boy.
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them.
Yeah.
He's good boy.
He's a good boy. That extra attention demands it. You can't have four people in a room discussing things. You have to have three people and that one that, well, how can I best describe it?
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them. For that person, here's a message just for you.
You are so much smarter than anyone I know. Really.
Really.
There you go. And remember, you're special.
You are. You're special. Anybody catch the video of that podcast with you and D-Train know that you don't think you're special.
What is he screaming at?
It's a guy, D-Train, that's younger than Dave, acting like the father, trying to keep the juvenile in line. You're special. This happened in Wales.
And you know what, Dave?
Yeah.
I like you just as you are.
Because you're special.
You are special.
Yeah. There's a video from this guy in Wales running down the sidewalk in his underwear on the morning of Valentine's Day. Things didn't work out well for him. And a couple of guys driving by start yelling at him because he's walking down the side. Did not work out well for him.
You know when you've been kicked out on Valentine's morning, somebody forgot the flowers. Next time, buy the flowers!
You know what? We all need someone like that in our life. Yeah. Just driving beside us slow to yell advice at us. Next time, post-date the check!
This is something that Dave invented that the millennials are doing right now, and the police are asking you to stop it. You've had the Tide Pod Challenge, which Dave invented. Mm-hmm. You had all that other kind of... Now, here's the latest one going around. And cops want you to stop it. You know, Dave can get away with it because he's special.
Sure.
There is a stupid and dangerous internet challenge going on right now. It's called the 48-hour challenge.
Which is completely asinine.
Supposedly, you're supposed to pretend to go missing for 48 hours, and you get points for how many mentions it gets on social media. Hey, man, where's Dave? Where, man, he's been gone a while.
Well, it's not so much Dave, because sometimes you forget, Stan.
Yeah.
He is an adult.
That's right.
We and have to bet allowed to go prank missing. Or not. We're still going to dedicate the same amount of resources.
I think it opens the door to those who wish to do harm. Child psychiatrists say it's never a good idea to assume your child knows better than to involve themselves in these internet challenges. Police say if they're caught participating in the 48-hour challenge, they could face charges.
Yeah, it's really children that are the problem with that, not so much Dave.
Dave, who's going to be 45 this year.
Dave, how many times have you disappeared for over 48 hours and nobody knew where you were?
Nobody cared.
How many times do you think?
I don't know, probably 7-8 times.
And nobody cared?
A couple times, yeah. Otherwise, I just dip and know my phone's off, nothing.
Ever know, hear the little boy who cried wolf?
I know.
You hear that?
From my perspective, you've taken off for like a year at a time.
Yeah, I've been gone for over a year, 9 months.
And then I'll get a phone call. Hey, Bowie.
Hey, how you doing, man? Just come out of the woods.
It's you. I completely forgot.
Wait, is this Dave?
Yeah, bro. What's up?
Forgot all about you.
Seems like you never left, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. This is an American that got thrown off a plane in Russia while it was still on the tarmac. He apparently was harassing an older couple and saying, I want to shake your hand.
What are you, too good to shake my hand?
He kept saying it over and over and over.
And he's in Russia?
Yeah.
What is his connection to the Trump campaign?
I don't know, but we better look into it. Once he had been removed from the plane, they had him sign a release, and he kept shouting, I'm signing it! I'm signing it! Here, first, shake my hand. Second, I'm signing it. Getting kicked off the plane.
I'm going to shake your hand. Shake your hand. I'm going to shake your hand. I want to shake his hand. I want to shake his hand. I want to shake his hand. Before we off the plane. I want to shake his hand. That's all I want to do. I only want to do. You stupid son of a I'm signing it. I'm signing it. Signing it. I'm signing it. I'm signing it.
Dubrovnik.
Shut up. What the?
How many times have we seen that exact same scene?
Several times. Several.
It's way too familiar.
Yeah.
Usually it involves, you know, Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Where somebody, I just want to shake his hand.
Yeah.
And then Eddie's going, keep him away from me, man. And don't tell my wife.
Sad news.
Now let's skip it.
George Mendoza, the kissing sailor in that famous World War II photo, has passed away. He was 95. Now, there had been debate for years.
And they just vandalized his statue.
I'll get into that, too.
Bastards.
He's seen kissing the nurse in Times Square, the iconic Life magazine photo.
When everything was right.
He knew it was him. And here he is a few years ago talking about it. Again, he passed away at 95 yesterday.
The guys that jumped off the Bunker Hill we picked up. And some of these guys were hurting bad. I mean real bad. And we went alongside the hospital ship, and we're transferring the wounded over. And those nurses were going right to work on these guys. Well, that's stuck in the back of my head, I think, the rest of my life. So we get into Times Square now, and the war ends. And I see the nurse. And it was just plain instinct, I guess. I went and I grabbed her. I remember what those nurses did out there. Is the reason I grabbed that nurse.
And, of course, today he would be jailed for doing that.
Yep. And there's a statue in Sarasota depicting that.
Mm-hmm.
Very famous statue there.
Moment of American history.
Yeah, that got spray painted hashtag Me Too on the nurse's leg. Unbelievable. This is serious stuff.
That's brainwashing, Stan.
Of course it is. This is serious stuff. You people that like to travel. if you visited the Grand Canyon, visited, not like Haney and I, we flew over, but if you visited,
that's how I prefer it.
Yep, the Grand Canyon in the last 18 years.
And you'll soon learn why I prefer to fly
yep,
over.
Yep, you may have been exposed to high levels of radiation. Why?
He came to us with a story that was at first unbelievable, and that was that for years, uranium had been stored in 3 5-gallon buckets inside of a museum collections building at the park, and that tourists and sometimes school kids and employees at the park had been exposed to this uranium, the radiation being in some cases hundreds of times more than what the federal government considers as a safe level for individuals. And his story was that he had tried to get park officials to deal with this and to notify the public and notify employees about it, and he had failed. He'd gone so far as to go to the inspector general. He'd called in OSHA, and they sent a team up there. He went to all of his congresspeople, and still there was no public notice about this.
Unbelievable.
I guess you were taking more radiation there than like astronauts get on the space station.
Yeah. And can you imagine people that went out there a bunch of times? They loved to go out there. Oh, Hall of Famer. Haney and I saw him at Dodger Town many a time. Don Newcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away. He was 95.
God, he was that old?
Yeah, 95. We're all following this Jesse Smollett story about him getting...
I thought it was Jussie.
Jussie. I've heard it both ways. Now, it's spelled Jussie, but then they go and say, I guess, Jesse. I don't know.
Have you noticed... This has been going on for quite some time, that you'll hear some horrific story about, anti-Semitism or what, and it's blamed on Trump supporters, and then you find out that it's a hoax.
Yep.
And, like the kid at college, oh, they wrote die N-word.
Yeah.
And it was him doing it the whole time.
Yep.
What the hell is wrong with people?
They do it to stir it up. You know who's on the side of getting justice if he's guilty of doing this stuff to prosecute him? Source. One of the few that it's coming out.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
One of the weird, you wouldn't expect this source. I'm talking about Al Twana Brawley Sharpton, who,
if anybody could understand.
Yeah, well, he said if he's guilty of staging this, well, here's the Reverend Al.
We should come with all that we can come with in law enforcement to find out what happened, and the guilty should suffer the maximum. I still maintain that. And if it is found that Smollett and these gentlemen did in some way perpetrate something that is not true, they ought to face accountability to the maximum.
See, his big mistake was hiring Nigerians. He needed to hire white guys.
Yeah.
Because then he could pin it on him.
Yeah, but the Nigerians would do it.
Yeah. And the Nigerians, they're not going to the wall for him. Not
absolutely
for $3,500 bucks.
They had him in two separate rooms. Both of them sang like canaries.
Yep.
Grab bag.
And guess what? I don't know what the truth is here, because they were saying that, oh, he did it because he was going to be written out of the series.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. But now they are. And they're having a tough time because he was really featured. So, great job, yep. Jussie.
Way to ruin your career.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And Robin Roberts, you know better.
Yeah. You're better than that. When we come back...
Boy, she was awesome on SportsCenter.
She was great. When we come back, I need just a couple of minutes of valuable radio time.
You want me to disappear?
No, you want to... For the ladies... it's often said very male-oriented show.
What?
I have a little something special.
I thought we were female-oriented.
No.
I thought that's who we were trying to appeal to.
Male.
Well, I really need to change the act
up.
Well,
no, not necessarily, because when we come back, a little something for the ladies that I put together. I found some footage, and I put it together. And guys, I'm going to ask you to take 3 minutes, relax a little bit. The first part of the next segment is going to be for the ladies.
Is this part of our New Year's resolution to bring more edutainment?
Yeah, edutainment. I think that's what it is. I would describe it at that. And it's for you, the ladies out there. So please, 3 minutes out of 4 hours. We're not asking for a whole heck of a lot. This will be for the ladies.
Almost sounds like you're making a mountain of a molehill here.
Yes.
That's yep. pretty much what we do anyway, yep. right?
That's what. So when we come back for the ladies.
We build things that aren't that important yep. enough to seem really important right. so and that I, you I keep
guarantee,
listening.
I guarantee there's one lady out there that'll make a mountain out of a molehill.
Are you saying that there may be a certain lady who may take umbrage?
They shouldn't.
I always love to use Gordon Solie wrestling terms.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The blind sheik takes umbrage. 6
K-Rock. Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Phone lines open. Area code 239-277-9600. Love to hear from you. Phone lines will remain open back half of the 3 o'clock hour because Mike Chiannopoulos is going to be in studio taking your phone calls, legal questions. He also is supposed to have a special guest with him today. So Mike Chiannopoulos in about 30. Got to pass along a big thank you to Lisa and just the cutest little girl, Violet. Came by and dropped us off a bunch of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, thank you, Violet.
So that was very nice. 277-9600. I told you before this segment that we wanted to do something for the ladies. Yeah, you know, a lot of guy talk and all that. Let's do something for the ladies. Guys, 3 minutes of your time, and in the long run, it benefits you. I found this and...
Now, does this stand on its own?
Stands on its own. It's a little thing for the ladies. They can take notes. So, gals, if you'd put down your cell phones, stop texting your friends at work, stop daydreaming, this is for you.
Well, ladies, you've come a long way. No question about it. You have more to say these days about your education, your appearance, your occupation, and your role in life than any young women have ever had in history. Yes, you have a voice in your own destiny. You have it in civilian life as well as in the military.
The best part, I didn't... This blind date that...
That's right. There's a lot you can say and do about who you are, where you're going, and how you look. We all recognize the importance of good grooming and grace. The problem is, where do you start? With all the demands a girl has on her time, it's pretty hard. Sure, Susan Mayfield looks good, but she never won any beautiful baby contest. She had to work for it. It takes more than luck to appear bright, well-groomed, and smart-looking. Nobody's trying to sell you a batch of easy miracles. All we're talking about is making the most of what you have. First of all, you must have a strong desire to look as well as you can, a certain pride in your appearance. Then it takes a certain amount of attention to detail, hard work, and just learning the simple rules of good grooming. Cleanliness is perhaps the most important part of the story. It is the foundation for any good grooming program you can think of. This means many things, including a daily bath or shower.
When I was at home, I never used to shower every day.
Me neither.
You know, I guess I was just like most of the other kids. I didn't think it was that important. I guess I just didn't want to take the time.
For many girls, the daily shower is a new experience and one they don't welcome too readily. They feel it takes a lot of time. And, well, it just doesn't seem that important. Actually, it only takes a few minutes, and once you're used to it, it's like brushing your teeth. You hardly notice it at all. And it is important. Soap and water is refreshing, and it's a fine skin conditioner. Another thing you learn in a hurry is you can't get by with a deodorant alone. If you want to smell clean, you have to be clean. And nobody can be attractive with unkempt and poorly styled hair. Good grooming covers a lot of territory. Cleanliness, femininity, makeup, good health habits, and proper fit and care. A lot to remember and a fair amount to do, but they pay off in a number of important ways. They pay off in social acceptance.
See? Don't let it be, Sammy. Don't think of the ladies.
Very thoughtful of you, Stan. Just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I know a shower might seem new. Strange.
But soon you'll get the swing of it.
Yeah. Never used to do this at home. I didn't know it really mattered.
It's so time-consuming.
And it's more than just putting on deodorant, okay?
And remember, ladies, when you feel pretty,
yeah,
you are pretty.
Yeah, I think we served a point there. 277-9600.
We're here. We're here for you. We understand.
You brought this up.
You're getting that shower and you wash that crazy right out of your hair.
Yep. And believe it or not, ladies, soap is a nice moisturizer. You know, think about your appearance.
Social acceptance.
Yeah. Take Helen. She didn't win any baby beauty contest. She worked at it.
And what messages are being sent now?
Yeah, I know. That was from 1970. That little clip. We talked about it earlier. 277-9600. We talked about it earlier. Dateline Sarasota. This is.
Do they even know what they're doing?
I don't think that they do. And it's a shame. Dateline Sarasota. Police are trying to find the people responsible for spraying hashtag MeToo on a large statue in downtown Sarasota. The statue, entitled Unconditional Surrender, is a 25-foot tall metal structure sitting along Sarasota's bayfront, depicting that iconic image of a sailor kissing a woman on VJ Day in Times Square. Junior, of course, you know what VJ Day is, right?
It's Victory in Japan Day.
There we go. Good job. Good job. Of course, the iconic picture, the man, the sailor, just passed away yesterday. 95. According to Sarasota police, the paint covers the length of the woman's leg and caused an estimated $1,000 in damage. No surveillance video is available in the area, and there are no known witnesses. The spray paint was cleaned off the statue this morning, but they're asking anybody with any information in this case to call the Sarasota Police Department Patrol Division. They want to catch whoever defaced iconic statue.
Well, it's just... It's like they spend their time scrolling through the social media, looking for things to offend them. Have you heard what the latest is?
No.
They want to outlaw what the ladies use, these charcoal face masks.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. I mean, well, I'm not familiar. I'm familiar that they exist.
Well, you are racist if you use that.
What are you talking about? Women used to clean out the pores? And
because that is blackface, my brother. And I'm not joking.
Unbelievable. Stan, was that real or a joke from the 1970s? That was real. I only took a few minutes from it. That's like a 16. Maybe I'll have another edition because it's about 16 minutes of it.
Yeah.
You know, and how to look proper in your clothing, the proper way to put on a lipstick, proper way to make your eyes look. Absolute Law text line, huh? This has me cracking up. I can't wait to hear all the offended ladies texting in. Signed, Amanda, who isn't offended.
We love our Amandas.
we sure do. 277-9600. I got Babaku Saw, Pewter Mug, Muse. What do you know about Muse? What is a Muse?
Didn't Betty Ann used to live there?
It's a band.
I know it's a band. They're
Betty Ann lived in Muse.
This is a band, not you don't live in it.
There's a town called Muse.
They got their Simulation Theory World Tour, and they're coming to the BB&T Center March 24th. We have Shinedown tickets, too. That's beautiful, Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt up here in Venice. How you guys?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing good. I might have already touched on it. I don't know. You know the guy in the photo of Times Square?
Yeah, he just passed away.
Right. They've been talking in Sarasota for about a year and a half now about taking that statue down.
Why?
Taking it down.
Taking it down completely. The issue had died down there for a while, and then the other side didn't win, and all of a sudden this happens, and it brought back up all this crap again. And I guarantee you, you're going to hear about them wanting to take the statue down again.
So what were they saying, though, up in Sarasota as to the reason why they wanted it taken down?
Well, I think you know the answer to that. It's the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was an unwanted kiss. It was sexual assault.
Yeah.
So it didn't gain any traction, let's put it that way, but now it's going to be all about that crap again. So,
well, you know, and you're right about that, and look out, Virginia, with all of the history that is in Virginia and the controversy that you've got in the government now, you think anybody will have any trouble taking down any monument they want in Virginia now?
Unbelievable.
No, sir.
Can I get you something, buddy?
No, I just wanted to chime in. Thank
all right,
you,
brother. I appreciate it.
Why can't people just act right?
I don't know. Ahoy.
Ahoy. How are we doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Alan.
Alan, what's on your mind, buddy?
I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the Jesse Dupree interview you had. That was amazing. It was a really great interview.
Thank you very much. He was a good guy.
And a big part of our history.
And a big part of our history. Here's the deal. Phone lines will be open for Mike Trinopoulos. Mike Trinopoulos, and I got at least two emails over the past 3 or 4 days, going back to last week. Oh, I want to know when Mike's coming on. I got a question for him. I need to ask him something. This is your opportunity. If you want to talk to Mike Trinopoulos from Absolute Law, we'll get you on hold. And then we'll put you on the air with him. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation with kids, visitation, all that stuff. DUI, criminal, veterans issues. Mike Trinopoulos wants to help you. He comes in every Tuesday to offer that advice and counseling to you. Take advantage of it. 277-9600. Mike Trinopoulos, up next on the Stan and Haney Show.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. If you'd like to talk to Mike Trinopoulos, he's in studio, 277-9600. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic and news headlines. But Mike Chiannopoulos in studio once again with us. And Mike, you have brought along a special guest.
I have indeed. Guys, I have with me Judge Mary Evans. She's been on the bench since 2015, going into her fourth year, and she's going to talk with us about some important things.
An actual judge.
Yeah, we got a real judge. A sitting judge.
And I got to tell you that she is the hottest judge in Southwest Florida.
I got to say that. They didn't make judges like that back years ago.
No. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. And Mike said that you would like to come in. You would like to discuss something before we take some phone calls.
Yes. That is so kind of you all to have me. So I'm a member of the Community Alliance. I don't know, maybe you don't realize that we're in the 20th Judicial Circuit and there's five counties in this circuit, Lee, Collier, Charlotte, Henry, and Glades. So I'm a circuit court judge, but I'm assigned to Charlotte County and I'm on the Unified Family Court bench. So that means that...
The Unified Family Court system, all right, the UFC, I actually put in a footnote to one of my briefs, not to be confused with the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Yes. Will you please?
Although it's the same. It's really the same.
There are similarities.
There are definitely similarities. You know.
That is a tough job. I mean, the stuff that you've got to deal with.
It's
heartbreaking.
It can be heartbreaking. It can be heartwarming. It can be frustrating. It can be every. You think of all the adjectives, and it can be a little bit of all that.
And you signed up to put that on your shoulders.
I did.
God bless you.
I did.
Oh.
And that's all I've ever done is family law. So that's,
I couldn't do it.
That's what I do.
I wouldn't last
law.
A day.
Nope.
Domestic violence and dependency. Oh. So that's all the stuff that I hear. But part of my job is to be a member of this community alliance that actually is required by statute throughout all of Florida. So part of the things that, you know, one of the things that we have to do as members of the alliance is to educate the public. And so my good friend Mike here was kind enough when I said, hey, you know, we've got a real problem. We need guardians ad litem, and we need foster parents, especially foster parents in the circuit. You're really short on foster parents?
Foster parents, that kind of gets a bad rap, right? You hear people say, oh, I don't want to do that. There's abuse in the system. There's this, there's that. Tell us about the good part of the system, because I know it's there, but we don't always get to see it as the general public because we don't see the system.
Well, that's just it. And foster parents provide such an important role. I mean, you know, every once in a while you have a situation where a child's removed in the middle of the night. It's not super often, at least not where I am in Charlotte County. I can't talk about every county, but where we are, it's not too often that we have somebody have a child removed in the middle of the night and a foster parent gets a call and, hey, you know, we got a kid in crisis here. Can you take this child? But it does happen. And, you know, you say, God bless me for taking this job. The foster parents are, you know, they're real unsung heroes.
What happens
in this
situation. They're not there? If there isn't a foster parent available.
Well, and let me tell you what happens if there's no foster parent available is that that child winds up spending the night at the DCF or the Children's Network offices. Children's Network. I think I said that right. At their offices with either a child protective investigator, maybe the person that removed them in the first place, or with a case manager. But can you imagine having to sleep?
And they have no idea what's going on.
No, poor things. Man. I mean, depending on how old they are, you know, we have children that are newborns that are testing positive for whatever and are removed right on up to 17-year-old kids all the way through. So you name the issue, and they're removed for those reasons.
And, you know, and there are some really horrible things that go on in the system in terms of the cases that we see. You know, the facts that bring the cases to the system are horrible, right? But I think the parents that step in, the foster parents that step in, I really think they're angels of mercy for these children.
Yeah.
And if you think the system is bad, and that's the feedback I get from some people, I don't want to do that, the system's bad. Well, then how about getting in there and help changing it? Because if you think the system's bad, how about you being a good foster parent? We can start to turn it around.
Well, and that's what I tell people often is I'm happy to hear constructive criticism, but part of that is, okay, tell me what the problem is and then make a suggestion for a resolution. And I'm all ears. And as far as the angels is concerned, I can't let this go by. But I have said that to foster parents sitting there and say, I see your wings. I don't know if anybody else in the room can see them, but I see them.
Amen. But, so you're looking for foster parents.
We need
now,
foster parents.
Now, here's the key. And you have a 100,000-watt radio station to do this right now. And I know we have some of the nicest, caring people listening to this show. If somebody is listening at work right now or at home right now and they say, you know what, I'd like to at least learn more about becoming a foster parent, how do they go about doing that?
Well, I am making it so easy for everybody because I thought, well, maybe somebody's listening in their car and this sounds really interesting to them. If you're one of those people that's in your car listening, just look me up on the circuit website. Go to Charlotte County, click the circuit judges, and then go to my website. And everything that's just about to come out of my mouth is on the website. Okay. I just had it. I formatted it myself this morning and asked my people to get it up on my website. And there's a number that they can call, 855-933-KIDS, K-I-D-S. And you can get information on an open house. So even if you aren't even sure, you say, well, this sounds like something maybe I'd be interested in doing. Maybe I can help. You know, maybe there's a place for me. Call that number, and they will give you information as to when the next open house is. And that's where you go and ask all of your
questions. I think there
are
lots of good people out there, and probably a lot of them thinking about it right now.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask for them. Because, as you said, you could be getting an infant, you could be getting a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
When you become a foster parent, what kind of liability are
good
you taking
question.
On?
Good Ooh. Question.
You know, that's a really good question. And
because you may have people that are like, absolutely, but...
But God forbid something happens.
Yeah.
Well, you have to remember that, first off, things happen to children. Irregular things. You know, you have children that are learning to walk. They fall down. They hit their heads. They have bruises. I mean, they get cut. They get scraped. So, you know, scrapes and... things like that, that's going to happen with children. And
but then you got a 16 or 17 year
well,
old
then
too.
you have a 16 or 17 year old.
Well, I think it's not so much you know worrying about cuts and scrapes. It's worrying about other people with bad intentions.
Correct.
So when the child leaves your care and then they go, oh,
yep.
they did this, they did that.
Well, yep. you know what? If you have I'm the parent of a 16 year old child, so I send her off to school during the day. What is she doing at school during the day? I don't know. How can I know that? I'm working, and she's at school. So the same thing is going to apply for foster parents. You send that 16, 15, 17-year-old child off to school during the day. If something goes on at school, well, how are they going to be responsible for something at school? So, but you have to remember that.
Do you have protections as a foster parent?
Well, yes. Yes. Remember that. The foster parent is only the authorized representative of the Department of Children and Families, okay? So that child is actually a ward of the state, not a ward of the foster parent. The foster parent is not the adoptive parent. Only when if you adopt that child, do you then become legally responsible for them.
Okay. Well, and that's what I was just about to say, is that the foster parents are in communication with the case manager.
So you've got support.
Absolutely. And if there's a guardian, if the guardian ad litem program is appointed to the case, which it usually is, they have a guardian who is seeing the child at least once a month. So they have a support network. And Children's Network and whoever. If you saw the schematic for all of these different organizations that are involved, it would make your head spin. But they will, DCF often, or Children's Network will get together, and they will have, once you're a foster parent and you're licensed and you have children, you can go to a group session where you're sharing ideas and you're saying, hey, this is the issue I'm having. Or, you know, in Charlotte County, I hold dependency brown bag lunches where the stakeholders, that's DCF, that's the case managers, guardian ad litems, the attorneys that represent parents, they all come in to a courtroom. I'm not in a robe. We sit out there and we talk about things. Okay, how can we make this better? What can we do better? So certainly there are ears listening. And for foster parents, if they say, hey, this is what I'm concerned about. And these are the questions that they get answered at the open house as well. I thought you were going to ask me, well, okay, let's say that I want to be a foster parent, but I really don't want to change diapers. You know, I've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. I don't want an infant. You can say, you know what,
put yourself in an age group.
You can. Yeah. You can.
So if they want to find out more,
yes.
they can get to the open house, and all they do is they call 855-933-KIDS. Mm-hmm. 855-933-KIDS.
Write that down, Junior.
5437. So 855-933-5437. Mm-hmm. And you can get more information about an open house. You can attend that open house, mm-hmm. find out more about the system, and serve the great state of Florida at the same time,
Absolutely.
Doing a great thing for a kid. And you can be a mercy, an angel of mercy to one of these children.
Fantastic.
You
know,
Judge Evans, thanks.
It is so easy to be cynical, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Judge Evans, do. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 277-9600. Chinop, you ready to take some phone calls?
Come on. Am I lying when I say she's smoking hot?
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
All right.
Absolutely.
Then. Yep. All right. Then.
All right. Let's pour.
Hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave.
Pour, oh, jeez.
I was
going
to sit and listen to your call.
But, oh.
I'm going to listen to your call.
Poor Leonard's been on hold for 22 minutes. Let's go to Leonard on line two. Leonard, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hello.
Yes, Leonard. Go ahead.
Leonard, what do you got for us today?
All right. Let's see if I can do this without being too confusing. I have a land contract for a house with my friend back home.
Okay.
And I've been in this house for 6 years. I put in the land contract. We took over the mortgage for him when he was about to lose it.
Okay. Where is the house? Here or in wherever Michigan. You're calling back home?
In Michigan.
Okay. I'm not going to be able to help you one bit because I don't know the law in Michigan. And if the property is there, that's going to be the law that governs any dispute you
have.
So
you're going to have to get a Michigan lawyer.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm sorry, dude.
A Florida lawyer can't go and handle something that is in Michigan.
Well, not only that, but listen, the law in Florida could be completely different. So I could give you the right answer for Florida, and it could be the wrong answer for there, and you could mess yourself up. So.
But could I ask how contracts, how hard those are if somebody signs something? Do they have to abide by them, right?
Yep. Generally speaking, a written contract is enforceable in court, but you're going to have to go to that state and find out what the contract requirements are. So you need to call a lawyer in Michigan. I don't know any, or I'd give you one. All right?
All right. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Good day.
And that kind of goes back to the crux of a lot of times we run into is you're talking about the law, not common sense or how things should be. You're talking about the law as written.
You know, Judge Evans was just here, and I will tell you that she's one of the few judges, I can think of one or two other, that actually do bring common sense to the bench. Common sense, unfortunately, is the least common of all senses, and that was true when Mark Twain said it, and it's even more true today about our judicial system.
We have a text question coming in. This is from our friend, the Guardian, regarding his daughter. Mike, I have some questions. My daughter was in an accident on Friday. The young man ran a stop sign and hit her broadside. He was ticketed. His insurance has accepted full liability. She went to the hospital and was diagnosed with whiplash. Will they offer something for her pain and suffering? She doesn't necessarily want to have to hire a lawyer and all that, but will the insurance company, being that they've accepted full responsibility for this, offer her anything for pain and suffering?
Yes. They'll automatically offer her $500 to get her to sign a release so that they can no longer be held liable for any injuries that she might have actually incurred during the accident. Insurance companies are not your friend. Do not speak to them. Do not give a statement without first talking to a lawyer. I give free consultations, so don't tell me you can't afford a lawyer because it's free. You've been in an accident like that, you call me, and I tell you, here's what the insurance company is likely to ask under these circumstances. I can't be sure, but at least you're prepared.
Right.
Right? And I don't charge to do that. So don't talk to them without talking to a lawyer first. Even if you don't want to hire a lawyer, that's fine. Get your free consultation with me and know what not to say.
Yeah, I mean, they only make money by not paying out claims.
Right. And I don't want to see these people get taken advantage of. That's why I'll do it for free on the phone.
Yeah, she said, and he went on to say she doesn't really want to get a lawyer involved. What would be a good settlement? We don't know yet whether her car is a total loss.
All right, so there's two parts of a settlement there. There's a property damage settlement, which would be the car itself. Either they're going to have to fix it or it's a total or whatever. Okay, so that's one part. The other part is personal injury. She's got whiplash. What does that mean? Well, it could mean something as little as nothing. She'll be better in a week or 10 days. It could mean something as serious as she has a bulging disc that may later require surgery and or replacement discs. So it could be substantial. We don't know yet. You got to let this play out, and I'm sorry, but you're going to have to talk to a lawyer.
Wouldn't you say at this point, the most important thing is not necessarily rushing to settle, but to document everything,
right.
the injuries right. and the vehicle and all of it.
Look, I've seen people in severe rear-end collisions, and they walk away and they're okay, and 5 years later, they have no problems. I've seen people in much more minor accidents, and...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like...
Two years later, they've got a herniated disc.
If you've ever played a sport, you know, you go out and play your game... And you're like, oh, I'm fine. And then the next day you wake up and it's like, oh, man, I can barely walk.
Right.
You don't know.
And I'm not suggesting that this person on the text line do anything to cheat the insurance company or to make that other driver pay money they don't owe. I'm just saying protect yourself.
Yep.
Protect yourself.
And well, the main thing is they're not on your side.
Right. So
no, you said
talk
that
to
right
me,
off the bat.
Talk to me before you talk to them, but then make sure you leave this open long enough so that you're 100% medically certain you're not going to have future problems.
One more from the Absolute Law text line, then I'm going to take another phone call. This one for you, Mike. Can a police officer pull you over at night if he is on the side of the road with no lights on at all?
Absolutely.
I would think so,
why
too.
Why would you think he couldn't?
Yeah, why would you think he couldn't?
I don't know. Does he have to light himself up so you can see he's a police officer and put your weed away? Is that like, has due process turned into a fair chance to hide your drugs?
I don't know. Sounds like one of the stoners in high school giving advice. Legally, dude, if they don't have their lights on the side, they can't even pull you over, dude.
I don't know if you've seen
telling you, my father's grandfather was a lawyer.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that, dude.
I got to stop. Dave was talking to us when we were at the Cape Coral Bike Night.
Dave the Waterman.
Yep. And wanted to go and ask Mike this. Of course, he's not here right now.
He was asking a lot of questions.
He's reading
that night.
The law book now.
That's frightening.
Yes, it is.
Dave, I love you, but put the book down.
He said,
walk away, Dave, put the book down now and walk away and no one gets hurt.
He said, but I want to get this out because he's spreading it around to anybody that listens. He tried telling our junior. He tried telling me. He said, did you know in the state of Florida you can drive a car legally without a license? It's in the law books.
Yeah, you heard that, Judge?
Is it? Is it, Judge?
She can't give an opinion. I am speaking for the judge. She is a sitting judge and is not allowed to comment on anything to do with
you
the law on this radio show.
You can drive a car without a license in the state of Florida.
Well, I'll express my own opinion, which is completely independent from the judge. I'm calling BS on that. Show it to me. Just saying.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, and I'm sure even if there were some kind of loophole from the 1800s, I don't think the officer that has pulled Dave over is going to be aware of it.
Horseless carriage.
Let me follow up real quick and tell you, speaking of those issues. So last week and even the week before, I talked about if you have a CDL or a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
Right.
And when you got a marijuana card, they threatened to or did actually take either or both of those away. I said, because I keep hearing these stories, but they're urban myth. I can't run them down to where somebody tells me, yes, this agency issued this letter or said this. So I'm here to tell you, I've asked for it on the air. Anybody within earshot, bring it to me. And I'm here to tell you that after 2 weeks of asking that, it's not real because I can't confirm any state agency that's even threatened to do that. No.
Let's take one more call. It's Bob, who's been waiting patiently. Bob, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, Mike Stanley. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Bob, what do you got for us today?
I've got some family problem. Hopefully you can shed some light on it. I've been working on this thing for quite a while. And mother passed away this past year, and father's living by himself, and we try to keep up with him as much as we can, 3-4 times a week, see him. And he's very lonely. And father's 88. The neighbor gal, who we found out after he started kind of seeing her, who's 54, a convicted felon arrested for stealing and drugs and the whole thing. And first weekend says if he marries her, or if he gives her his house, she will take care of him for the rest of his life. You know, so
what the hell?
Starts getting a little crazy, you know.
And he's how old?
That's when we. Huh?
And he's how old?
Father's 88. She's 54.
Yeah.
All right. So she's got.
and she'll take care of him the rest of his life.
Which is about 18 months. Life. And she gets 35 years of that. Mm-hmm. That's a good deal. I'm telling you, I wished I had the opposite gender anatomy. I'd be rich. I'd be on my third ex rich husband living on a yacht right now.
You don't have to be a genius, though, Mike, to find out what's going on here.
Well, I'd have to look a little bit better as a woman than I do as a man.
But you know what? He is. It's such a vulnerable state.
It is.
Well, it's this vulnerable that within 4 weeks of her twisting his brain, and we couldn't explain anything to him, he's told us he no longer wants to see us.
and he married her.
Right.
Oh,
no!
God, no.
So,
you can't make this stuff up.
So there's this book written by a local lawyer for whom I have a great deal of respect, and it's called Your Inheritance Hijacked, or Was Your Inheritance Hijacked? I don't know. Inheritance and Hijacked are in the name of the book. But I would tell you to go grab that book. And that lawyer is a local lawyer. You can look him up and you can call him. And he and another friend of mine, that they're different offices, but they both engage in that kind of work where they go after somebody who's hijacked your inheritance.
Jacked now, if around he calls your office, can, you can give him the
that
contacts.
Can be done.
Absolutely. So if you call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, 239-275-6453, I'll get you the two names of the best people that I know in the state of Florida that do that kind of work, and they'll go after him.
All right, Bob.
Well, I got to thank you because I've been running into brick walls, and everybody says he's not incompetent and you can't do anything, but I just don't want to see him fall on hard times after he worked all his life
well,
for what he got.
You know, and he may not be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Incompetent, but he may be, you know, he's overly emotional.
He's
lost
lonely.
His wife. He's lonely.
He wants companionship.
Exactly.
She's clearly manipulating
right.
him.
Yep. Give Mike a call, okay? He could talk to you
Thank
off
you
the
so
air,
much,
bud.
Guys.
You betcha,
right,
buddy.
Man.
You
right.
can give anybody can call you no matter when, where.
Oh, my God. I'm so easy.
Yeah. That's what they say. That's the rumor on the street.
239-ASK-MIKE. And if it is outside of normal business hours, you press 6. It comes directly to my cell phone. I will answer it personally.
And he's answered his phone and helped people when he's all over the world.
That's the absolute truth, absolute law. 239-ASK-MIKE. Mike, thank you as always. And Judge Evans, you're welcome anytime.
Real quick, Judge Evans, what tickets are these?
Oh, you mean the name that you said to me?
No, the name they actually are.
Joe Bonamassa.
All right, yeah. So I got two tickets here to whatever his name is. All right, so
we know
I'm giving
him
to
since
Judge
he's a
Evans.
Boy.
So
yeah.
If anybody wants to go and be Judge Evans' date tonight, call my office.
Guys, thank you.
Judge Evans is very patient.
Yes, she is. Amazing. Well, then she's a judge.
Yep.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News, what's so funny?
You're awesome.
What? Well, here's the deal. You know what? It's funny. I do that as an aid for you. But when I'm sitting in here and there's 30 seconds and everybody's shooting the crap out there and not ready to do a show, I get pissed. Period. We're going to get you updated on traffic, news
headlines.
But
it's just the way that you put it was so succinct and it worked.
Yeah. It better be.
It snapped me right out of it.
It better be. When I'm sitting in here and the song is ended and I don't see a single soul in here other than myself, problem. Problem. Because you know why? There's a lot of people that are in the building that don't realize we're on the air and it's become social time. And I'm also in a rotten mood because somebody just told me something in the hallway that I hope certain people will be compensated for.
Am I one of them?
I would hope you would be included in that, yeah.
I like compensation.
And I'm like, it could be, it's tumbleweed going through here. And so that's why I did what I did. But we're all right.
Now, on the other side of that,
yeah,
because you're going through that,
yeah.
On the other side of that, I'm finishing my smoke talking to Junior.
Yeah, that would yeah.
And you come across the walkie-talkie, and it was not long. It was very brief, but right to the point.
Yeah,
we're coming on.
Yeah,
There's nobody in here.
There's nobody here. You know, there are days where I can't keep the door shut because everybody wants to come in here and have a few laughs. And then times like this, well, I guess something else is more important. Let me tell you something. This. Right here.
The paper?
No. This is the most important thing, this broadcast. Until the day I die. Let's get you updated. Although I am mad. And I'll tell you about it when we go outside and have a smoke.
And socialize?
Yeah. But something needs to be done.
You seem like you're mad enough to hit somebody.
I am. I am mad enough. First of all, the nobody in here. I have a problem with that. When I say a minute to go, that's the cue everybody getting here. Second of all, when I hear somebody, and this doesn't affect the listener, it affects Stan, so it affects you. When I hear somebody taking advantage.
Of Stan?
Of the show. When I see a salesperson wringing his hands in excitement and poor Rick Peterson, our production guy, saying, guess what? This is happening. Oh, it is? Who okayed it? Who authorized it? And who's being compensated for that?
I'd like to see a supervisor.
Yeah.
What do you mean you are the manager?
And then meanwhile, I'm like, hey, we're on the air.
So it was a combination of things.
Yeah. But
I'm with you. Let's raise hell.
If I say 1 minute, that's everybody's cue. Better get in there. And I don't care who's talking to you. I don't care if it's Dave who won't shut the F up. Somebody that was in the hallway and has a good idea about something. And I'll say it too. Or a supervisor. Because the supervisor is the first person to know that what goes on the air is the most important thing. You say, sorry, can't talk. Got to go on the air and talk. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Would you be okay that if that's going on, if I were to radio you and allow you to admonish whoever is
I'd be happy to.
Because I think that phrase that you used is an attention getter.
What a phrase?
That there's nobody in here.
It is a damn attention getter. Because you know what? The next time that happens, I'm going to walk away too. And then we'll all be in a meeting.
About how we shouldn't walk
how
away?
How we shouldn't be where the mic is dead air.
Well, if they just let me smoke in here, I wouldn't go.
It's against the...
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, Colonial Boulevard and Winkler Avenue. And plus, I got this damn cold. Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle. Plantation Road at Texter Boulevard. That's the name of it. Not a text, but it's Tech. Texter Boulevard. Estero, crash, I-75, exit 123 southbound on the ramp. That's Corkscrew Road. And also a little bit farther south in that Estero area, hit and run, Grand Oak Shops Boulevard, right at the Publix. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's coming up? Well, he's going to tell you. He's got the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Well, they've cured snoring. Newest FDA-approved cure for snoring is shoving a red-hot probe right up your nose. You won't snore.
Yeah. But a lot of other side effects.
Side effects, man. Burning, nausea, vomiting,
urge to gamble. Yep. That's one. Remember that?
Yep.
There was one of those things where you have the
increased gambling urges.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Those damn commercials, you know, they're dancing around and balloons are going off and then they're going, the side effects may include bleeding from all orifices.
Yeah.
It's not right for everyone. You may experience
Talk to your doctor.
I am not sure I quite understand this. Are you familiar with a store named Urban Outfitters?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Well, what are they about?
Outfitting urban people.
Okay. Well, evidently they have found a pent-up demand we didn't know about. They are selling 5 packs of used VHS tapes.
Ooh.
I guess that's why they're the experts. Yep. That's why they got a retail store.
Yeah.
For that reaction right there. Yes.
All right.
A burglar is arrested when he mistakes an unmarked cop car for his Lyft. A woman dressed as a gorilla helps the cops catch a perv. And finally,
what?
It's more post Valentine's problems.
Of course.
Dateline, Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh, we know the area very well. Dodger Town.
Dodger Town, home of the Dodger Dog. A naked and belligerent 21-year-old woman attacks her fiancé. Why?
Why?
Because he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to turn down her request for sexual relations.
Do we have a mugshot of that?
Yes, we should. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark.
Looks like a little pixie.
Really?
Yep.
Laughter. We can all use it about now. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
This is National Entrepreneurship Week.
Jeez.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before starting your own business.
Top things to ask yourself before starting your own business.
Can I work from home? Oh, wait. That's where my family spends most of their time. Scratch that. Is this executive time business allowed in the private sector?
Living in America.
Am I really just doing this as an excuse to hire a busty secretary?
Yep.
I'm scared of this stuff.
Yeah, you should be. We're scared of you.
Literally.
I'm scared of you being on the financial committee.
She's on a committee.
They have been sued by women.
Don't bring up our past.
Yeah, well, you can't do long division.
Yeah.
I'm a strong black woman.
I don't know. My concept is so brilliant. How come nobody else has already thought of vape pens for babies?
Only a baby wants a vape pen.
Will it be less fun to steal office supplies when I'm the one buying them in the first place? Is the world really ready for a movie theater just for cats?
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Yeah.
Do I really just think I know a lot about business because I've watched too much Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top question to ask yourself before starting your own business.
Yes.
Shouldn't I know how to spell entrepreneur before becoming one?
Yes.
One more time. And that, my friends, is the 4-5.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email.
Sounds like Stan's fever dream. One more time. Why is this hard?
Here.
One more time.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from, I think this is John. Ahoy, guys. Great show. Working a pretty mindless task today in Melbourne, Florida. So I'm able to catch up on your podcasts.
Well, at least you're in a beautiful area.
Tell Shotokan Dave that he should have used the crane technique when getting punched by that drunkard last week. Still want to see the videotape.
You know, between Dave's assault and Jussie Smollett's assault,
yeah,
what kind of world are we living in?
Because both were just a bunch of lies. here's something from Scatter. Ahoy, I just wanted to say I appreciate the best of this week music played from a particular year. What?
He liked the way back.
Ah. I also started a new side gig to gain some of the income that I lost last year quicker, which was nearly everything I had saved up. Less than a few assets that she did not gain the power of. And I do not plan on spending any time or money with any of my co-workers off the job. Okay, who's asking you to? What the hell? I hope you guys are both continuing not to see each other away from the job site. Co-workers are hardly even people to me. Just because I work with someone does not mean that I have to know them or even know their name. I slip up every once in a while and actually get along with them, but they are in no way welcome into my personal life. I don't even say goodbye to anyone before I leave. They are not worth any of my personal time. They are hardly even people to me.
God.
I'm not attracted to any of them either. And there are 70 others on the job site. Out of about 400, out of about how many? Out of about the 40 I have met, I have no desire to take photos with any of them. If they hired some hot ass bitches, I might feel differently about this entire operation. Signed, Scatter.
Living in America.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Very short and sweet today. Did you see that the five terrorists that we traded for that coward Bergdahl are involved in the negotiations for peace with the Taliban?
Good Lord.
To me, that's a slap in the face to every fallen military member, and it pisses me off. You guys are the best, sign The Guardian.
He's done it again!
We did it last week. We're going to do it this week, too. Another five great set of movies that have anniversaries this year. We're going to go back 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, and 10 years.
You took a lot of heat for this last time.
Name that movie.
Because it's a monthly thing.
Yeah, it's a monthly thing. What the? We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us.
It's a weird day.
Yeah, it is a weird day. And my cold medicine's running out.
Is that what it is? You coming down?
No. You know what it is. You know what it is. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news.
I just think it's odd that, you know, after 30 years, all of a sudden you're tired of being used.
Yeah, should be used to it by now.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think that nerve would be long dead.
Let's, just drag through the mud. Don't worry. They don't care. Let's get you updated, and then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie, and I'll go over the prizes for you. Let's update you. Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Gateway Boulevard at Gateway Lakes Boulevard. Fort Myers. Crash. Iona Road and Thornton Road.
I didn't know that.
No, I don't. It's Iona, not I-own. It's Iona Road.
You said Iona Road.
Yeah. Lehigh Acres. Crash.
Kind of like when Spinal Tap played the IMA Auditorium.
Yeah. Eunice Avenue North and 25th Street West. And on Fort Myers Beach, they got a disabled vehicle, Pine Ridge Road and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date.
What do you mean, IMA Auditorium?
Time now to play Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips, each celebrating an anniversary this year. First person to identify the film gets a prize.
Hey, we got ourselves a swinging crowd here tonight.
That's Betcha, wonderful. Sammy.
Nice to have all of you folks here at the second show at the Sands Hotel. We intend to swing a little bit and wail a little bit. Hey, hello there. We got a stranger in our midst. Welcome to our club. I'm so glad you came. I hope you like what we're going to do for you. We'd like to tell you about our favorite town, Morty. It's the eighth wonder of the world, the ninth and tenth as well. That fabulous town called Hollywood, where my favorite people dwell. Now some folks can knock it and holler, take it away. But every time they knock it, you're gonna hear me say, hooray for Hollywood. That screwy ballet.
Correctly identify Hollywood. The film. 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Babacu saw. Maybe you'd like $50 to the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. Maybe a pair of tickets to see Muse at the BB&T Center March 24th. And yes, even got a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's Shinedown show. 277-9600. Anniversary movies. This movie came out 50 years ago this year, 1969. Name this movie and win a prize.
Farrell, you and your brother stand clear. I got no interest in you today. Stand clear and you won't get hurt.
What's your intention? Do you think 1-on-4 is a dog fall?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch!
Shoot them!
They're too far, they're moving too fast.
Well, Rooster, I'm shot to pieces.
Name the movie. Phone lines are released 277-9600. 50 years ago, name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Wes.
Wes?
Yes, we got to name the movie?
Yeah.
Rooster Cogburn. Rooster Cogburn.
No, 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 it's not. That is incorrect. Ahoy, who's this?
Michael Crooks.
Michael, name the movie.
True Grit.
It is True Grit. John Wayne, Robert Duvall, Glenn Campbell. What would you like?
What do you got?
Babakoo Saw, Pewter Mug, the band Muse, or Shinedown?
Let me go with...
Okay, hold on. Crying out loud. This movie came out in 1979. 40 years ago. Name the movie.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him. My client, the Honorable Henry T. Fleming, should go right to jail. The son of a bitch is guilty. That man is guilty. That man there, that man is a slime. He is a slime. If he's allowed to go free, then something really wrong is going on.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order. That man, that crazy, depraved man, raped and beat that woman there, and he'd like to do it again. He told me so. It's just a show. It's a show. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Hey, Frank, you want to make a deal? I got an insane judge who likes to beat the out of women. What do you want to give me, Frank? 3 weeks probation?
Damn it, you're what I said.
You son of a bitch. You're supposed to stand for something. You're supposed to protect people. But instead, you'll murder them. Shut him up.
Name the movie. A great movie. Great movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, can you name the movie?
And Justice for All.
Al Pacino, you betcha. What would you like?
Pewter Mug, please.
Done. Hold on.
No, who's out of order?
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial's out of order. This movie... hard to believe. Came out 30 years ago this year in 1989. Name this movie.
I've been an educator for 31.3 years, and in that time, I've seen a lot of bad eggs. I say eggs because at the elementary level, we are not dealing with fully developed individuals. I see a bad egg when I look at your niece. She is a twiddler, a dreamer, a silly heart. She is a jabberbox. And frankly, I don't think she takes a thing in her life or her career as a student seriously.
She's only six.
That is not a valid excuse. I hear that every day, and I dismiss it.
I don't think I want to know a six-year-old who isn't a dreamer or a silly heart. And I sure don't want to know one who takes their student career seriously. I don't have a college degree. I don't even have a job. But I know a good kid when I see one. Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good. You so much as scowl at my niece or any other kid in this school, and I hear about it, I'm coming looking for you. Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat Gnaw that thing off your face.
You know, we've been playing these clips because Dave has come back from his job running errands for you.
Well done.
And he likes to pride himself of being a movie guy. He hasn't been able to get
one
yet.
Well, he's in the movie business.
Hasn't guessed one correctly
yet.
He
was in Air Bud 2.
Yep. Uncredited. Production assistant to the assistant. Name that movie 30 years ago, back in 1989. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Stan.
Hi, what's your name?
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
This is Janice Fisher.
Hi, Janice Fisher.
That movie's Uncle Buck.
You are absolutely right, sweetheart. Janice Fisher,
thank
you're
you.
A big winner. You're a big
I love you guys.
And we love Uncle Buck.
I do too. My favorite movie.
What would you like, Janice?
I would like Pewter Mug.
Done. Hold on. What a nice lady.
Love that enthusiasm.
What a nice lady. We're up to movie clip number four. This movie came out in 1999, 20 years ago. Name the movie. Win a prize.
Jelly. What's the matter with you? We never discuss Mr. Vitti's health outside the family. You know better than that. Sit down. Sit down. You want a fresh one?
Who is this guy? What the f*** is he doing here?
Who I am? Who I am? Or who am I? Who am I is a question for the ages. That's one we're all searching for to find out who I am. Who's in there? Who wants to come out and go, hey, I'm hungry. Who I am is too deep and almost, you gotta go in deep and pull out the thing like with that movie where the thing came out of the stomach and ate up the people on the spaceship. May they rest in peace. My name is Ben Sobel. Leone. Ben Sobel Leone. I'm also known as Benny the Groin, Sammy the Schnoz, Elmer the Fudd, Tubby the Tuba, and once as Miss Phyllis Levine. But that was at a party. It was years ago. I smoked at the Tubet, and I had a Quackalude, and then suddenly I'm in fishnets and singing show tunes. These things happen, but it has nothing to do with what I'm here with you fine gentlemen today. So I apologize. That being said, I'm also known to the people who know me the best as the... Doctor. The second part of your question that you asked me is why am I here? I am here representing Mr. Paul Vitti as his consigliere.
Come to me, Eddie.
Never correct me in public again. Do you understand that? You broke my heart, Jelly. You broke my heart.
Name the movie. Dave, you think you know it? You no, of course not. You know,
he's in the movie.
Yeah, he's in the movie business, but he doesn't know it.
He knows it.
Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this? I know it's tough. Yep, that was a hard one to... Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Pete.
Pete, name the movie.
I would say Pulp Fiction.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy there, this is Mike.
Mike, can you name it?
Yes, Analyze This.
Yep, it's Analyze This. Who De Niro and what's his name? The Jewish comedian.
Exactly.
What would you like?
Barbecue sauce.
You got it. 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. You're going to love it. Hold on, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Hold on. This movie, just 10 years ago. This should be the one everybody knows by heart. It's only 10 years old. Came out in 2009. Name the movie.
You're missing out on life. It's happening right now, out here, all around us, all right? And you're too busy complaining about your problems to enjoy all these beautiful little fish that are...
Marcel!
Yes?
Marcel, we have a real problem here.
It is not a problem. It is a circle of life.
The circle of life is circling our lives right now.
Do not move. Do not panic.
Shark!
What?
Shark!
Jason!
Okay, it's all happening, Marcel.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Don't worry. The these are only lemon shards. This is all part of the course. It is like life, like in the Russian ships. They will not attack unless they feel attacked.
Marcel, I need you to take the French out of your mouth and tell me what to do.
Don't let them see your fear.
Okay, I think we just hold tight. We play it cool. We don't make a move.
What?
What was that? Stop. He said not to panic. I'm sitting in blood. Marcel, this isn't a drill, buddy. You got real sharks here. It's time to get the guns, and it's time to shoot some fish.
Name the movie. Name the movie. Came out 10 years ago. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Greg.
Greg, can you name that movie?
Is that Couples Retreat?
It is Couples Retreat. You are absolutely right. What would you like?
I'm not sure. What do you guys got?
I've got Babaku Saw, Pewter Mug, tickets to see Muse, tickets to see Shinedown tomorrow night.
I've already got tickets for Shinedown. So how about
did you win?
Saw.
Did you win them from us, or did you buy them?
No, my girlfriend bought them for Valentine's Day.
All right,
Day for
good
me.
Man, good man. I didn't want to have to reprimand you. Good man, I appreciate that. You're honest.
Well, that's not true. You're not being honest because you did want to reprimand him. You're in the mood to reprimand.
I'm in the mood. You have no idea the mood I'm in. Babaku Saw it is, buddy.
Thanks, Dan.
You betcha. Hold on.
It's all right. I forgive you.
What? Outro, please. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I guess I could do that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Outro, huh? Mm-hmm. Make you sound good, huh?
Cha, cha, cha.
And that concludes Stan's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful tribute to the movies. Tune in next week for more sparkling entertainment brought to you by my close personal friend, Stan.
Hi.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also update you on traffic. And I was just talking to you before we went on the air, Haney. And I see Dave, he's finished with his work for today.
Mm-hmm. And he did a very good job.
And he's still just
hanging. He's a good boy.
Still just hanging around.
Stan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that it takes a little bit out of you to have Dave around.
Takes a lot of energy.
But I want you to remember, Dave needs to be around us because when he's around the wrong people, bad things happen.
And that's a shame. That you have to be that dim-witted to be influenced by bad people.
He is here so that he can be influenced by us.
Yep. Because you never know. Around the corner, little Davey might find a drug dealer. He might find somebody to sell him some bad stuff. And Dave's buying.
Dave needs to be around people like us that remind him to do right and remember to say his prayers.
Yeah.
And read his Bible. You know, that's something I don't even know if you know that. You gave him that Bible, and he is very, very fond of it.
He doesn't comprehend.
No. No, not at all.
It's very abstract.
Dave, have you learned anything from the Bible that Stan got you?
Anything? Have you learned anything?
Yeah, a tiny bit. You know, do unto others as you do unto yourself, stuff like that, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, a little bit. Yeah, I've cracked it.
Yeah.
That would be the main thing, though, do unto
others.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't, you know, it's tough for me to retain stuff. It's very complicated.
What do you find complicated?
Just the whole thing,
fancy
man.
The fancy words in there.
Well, the type is very small, too.
The thous and all of that stuff.
Do you need a magnifying glass?
But I do like the line Stan wrote in there. It says, snap out of it.
That's how you dedicated the Bible to him, the Holy Bible? Snap out of it?
I think I said that. Snap, read this and snap out of it.
You wrote that in the Bible.
I think I did.
So that's the first verse of Stan.
Snap out of it. Because we don't want you around bad people, you 45-year-old. Hey, you want to buy some drugs, Dave? Sure do. Let me buy. And then the drug dealer says, I didn't think you had any money. And then Dave says, oh, I got drug money. Xfinity. Haney and I are Xfinity customers. We've had Xfinity for years and years, and marvel at every time they come out with something special like the X1. I love X1.
How long have we been with Xfinity? Well, I remember when they began offering internet service.
Yup, that's the truth. Now with the X1, sports. We got Major League Baseball coming to town, spring training starting. You can get all the schedules, the scores, get updated. No matter what you need, you can download your favorite shows.
And then you can stream or download your cloud DVR shows to your device and watch it wherever you want.
And if you got a young family, they got that Kid Zone. It's a feature that offers a safe environment for children to browse and shuffle and watch live TV and not worry about that they might watch something that's inappropriate.
Stumble upon something that's for daddy.
Yep. You know what we're saying.
Yep.
Get started and call 1-800-XFINITY. You can visit Xfinity.com or better yet, drop into an Xfinity store today for more details.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Where did I do it? Where did I put it? I got it.
Let's start in Bonita Springs.
It was underneath some other copy. I got it.
Slow and go. US 41 in Bonita Springs.
Let's start in North Fort Myer.
Bonita Beach Road.
Disabled vehicle, North Tamiami Trail in Bayshore Road. Then we've got Fort Myers.
Slight delays on US 41.
Crash, South Point Plaza at College Parkway. Let's see. Hit and run in Bonita. South Tamiami Trail at Lansdowne Street. And you are up to date. One more traffic update coming up in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges. Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, February 19th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
Do you hear him? He is a distraction. He's a complete distraction, and you can hear him through the glass.
Yeah, I could hear you, bro.
So shut the F up, little bitch. I don't say it as good as Junior.
He's sitting here hovering over my shoulder like a little bitch.
Dave, nobody calls you that. You going to take that?
Defend yourself, you little bitch.
No, they don't. And, brother, I'm just going to say one thing. Lay off the Funyuns and Ho-Hos and all those damn pies
Absolute
and stuff.
Absolute law text line.
Getting a little big
Dave's
on
a little bitch. It's right there, too.
Bro, uncool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, uncool, Broheim.
Not today. You know, I was talking with Dave earlier today outside. It was really a one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
Because I asked him, and I don't know if Junior was there, and I don't think so, but is there anywhere other than right here on Earth that we even have a chance of breathing in the universe?
What?
Is there any place other than Earth where...
That has an atmosphere that we can land like Kirk did on some planet and we can breathe?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere other than Earth, is there anywhere where we might be able to breathe?
I would say that there is somewhere.
That we know of.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Where?
Now, again, we don't know this for sure.
Well, then it becomes moot.
No, I'm saying even the remotest chance. They've identified one place.
What?
In the atmosphere of Venus.
Yeah.
They think...
There's a sweet spot.
They think that, that there is a... Like a band going around the planet, if you picture it that way, where like for maybe a mile or so, it might have breathable atmosphere.
Wouldn't they like to put Dave in orbit there, wouldn't you?
Well, they've talked about it. And they actually have like some concept designs of like almost like a floating city.
Yeah, where you get some fresh air.
Yeah, where right you'd get Venus. Fresh air and sunshine and everything. Just you can't go to the planet because you'd be crushed.
I got to stay away from the text line.
Because it's amusing you too much?
No, they're all calling him a little bitch.
He's a 45-year-old man. You don't call a 45-year-old man a little bitch.
Unless.
He's a disappointing baby little bitch.
That's not good for Dave.
No, it's going to get around some bad people. It's going
to
get
we need to be positive with him.
Because he'll be coerced into, going over to the dark side.
He is not a little bitch. He's a good boy.
Yeah. Dave's new rapper name. Name Little Bitch.
Okay. Please, let Annie do news. Can we? Dave, get out of my sight.
You know,
so
I'm
can do
trying
news.
To ponder the cosmos, and people are just giggling and saying Little Bitch.
Yeah. Instead, we want to talk about a Venus air belt.
Yep. Could be like, Billy D. Williams, Cloud City. Hello, welcome to Cloud City. Yeah. I'm Lando. Now, we have discussed on this show many a time how disgusting sharks are.
No, they're horrible animals.
And they have been around forever. And they haven't changed much.
Nope.
Now, sharks have been around a long time. Trees have been around a long time.
Yes.
Which one would have been around longer?
Think about this for a second. If you believe evolution, everything came out of the sea, including a tree. Sharks been around longer.
Sharks, they estimate, have been around for 400 million years, and trees have been around for 350 million years.
That was a fast move, though. Fast move to trees growing up on land, relatively speaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Have you heard the ladies talking about something called Pilates?
Yeah. The ladies love the Pilates.
Wait, now, what is that? Do you know?
It's some kind of exercise or something, isn't
it? That's what I thought. Well, where does it come from?
I've got no idea. I ain't got time for that stuff.
Pilates was started in what's known as an internment camp.
Huh?
A German athlete named Joseph Pilates was locked up by the British and came up with a way for his fellow German inmates to exercise while they were sick and stuck in a bed.
Yeah, they probably had a little bit better off than some of the Brit inmates in Germany.
Hmm. You know, God bless our president.
Absolutely.
Once again yesterday, making clear America will never be a socialist country. But the communists, they really burrow down into society. You never know who could be a commie.
Yep.
And I am sad to say that includes Lucille Ball.
What?
Lucille Ball registered with the Communist Party in 1936.
A lot of people did.
A few decades later, Lucy swore in front of Congress she didn't know what it was and only did it because her grandfather was a big-time socialist.
She probably had to say that in front of Joe McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Well, it was, remember, you know, the infiltration of communism in Hollywood. They brought all the big stars out to narc on the other ones. Who's the commie?
Except now we've been told, oh, there's no such thing. Huh. There was.
Sure was.
And the government had been infiltrated. Hmm. Well, luckily, that's ancient history.
Yeah. There's no more commies infiltrating our government.
Yep. It's not like you to allow crazy stuff like commies in the government. You certainly wouldn't let some suspicious Pakistani guy have full access to the congressional computer system, would you?
What was the deal? And I don't watch it anymore. I don't watch it at all. I just saw that somebody in the cast of Saturday Night Live was wearing a Soviet Union hockey jersey.
Oh, that wasn't the cast. That was Don Cheadle.
Oh, that was Don Cheadle?
Yep.
Wearing a CCCP jersey and taunting Trump?
Yep.
Hey, people don't know. People don't know. That's horrible.
And you know where it all started? And I've said it before, I'll say it again. They stopped teaching it in school. Some people called it CPS, Comparative Political Systems. It's also known as Americanism versus Communism.
I remember Duck and Cover.
Where they explain to you the difference between the two systems and why it doesn't work.
It never has worked.
Here's something that they say works.
What's that?
You know, they've been trying to come up with a cure for snoring forever.
I heard this in the headlines. It doesn't sound good.
And the newest FDA-approved cure for that troublesome snoring...
Yeah.
...is sticking a red-hot probe up your nose.
See, that's something like Fonzie would say, or Welcome Back, Cotter and the Sweat Hogs.
Yeah, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah.
Get off my case.
Toilet face.
A company called Aaron Medical created these red-hot probes, which they heat up to 140 degrees before they jam it up your nose. And yes, it hurts, just as much as you'd imagine. Now, they do give you a local first.
Oh, that's good.
But they say afterwards, people generally require high-powered painkillers. How does it work?
How?
Simple. They heat the probe to 140 degrees and shove it up your nose.
Yep.
Now, they say the probe works by attacking swollen nasal tissue, by burning it silly.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That'll work.
By burning it, the tissue shrinks.
Ah, you don't say.
And you can breathe again for a minute, so you won't snore. They say it's highly effective.
You don't say.
Give it a try.
No.
You want me to do what?
Yeah. No. No. Not happening.
Can you imagine the people? Well, there is a... If you've tried everything else, we do have a procedure that was just approved.
Yeah.
It's controversial.
Yeah.
Well, anything to stop snoring. My wife really won't give me a break on this. What is it, a pill? A little more to it than a pill. I don't like needles, but I'll take a shot. No, it's not a shot. You want to do what? You want to heat this thing up to 140 degrees and jam it up my nose?
Yeah.
Just shoot me.
Basically,
why don't you just cauterize
everything up there.
In a moment.
No.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Urban Outfitters is now selling 5 packs of used VHS movies.
Ooh.
For $40.
That's a little steep.
Well, that's $8 per tape. You can pick from one of five genres: comedy, horror, romance, sci-fi, and rom-com. Or if you're a daredevil, you can try the mystery pack.
Right there, you might get a couple of triple X's.
They claim they are all iconic movies with, quote, no duds. Examples given for comedy are Heathers and Vacation and A Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, yeah, no duds.
Jeez. $8 a pop.
My God.
There's a woman in Australia.
Who should know better?
Who was recently flashed by a pervert in the park several times.
Oh, jeez.
And as she talked to her lady friends, she found out they'd been flashed too.
Oh.
So, at that point, the woman did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Put on a full gorilla suit and sat at the park waiting for the perv to do it again.
Yeah, yeah, there's a good trick. What?
Now, to the uninitiated, you might be thinking, well, okay, she wants to catch the guy, but where does the gorilla suit come in?
That's what I want to know.
She says she felt it would help her sit there in broad daylight and hide her identity.
Brilliant. What?
But if her plan was to be inconspicuous, you might say, it's not exactly normal to see someone in a gorilla suit loitering all day long.
Yep, I'd call a cop.
Well, it worked. She managed to spot the flasher, and in full gorilla costume, she danced around and took photos and called the cops. He was arrested last Friday on 4 counts.
My goodness. Oh, look at this. Absolute Law text line. Who the hell still owns a VCR?
I guess it's the hip thing. It's I 90s one. Nostalgia.
Yeah, I own one, and it's from the 90s. I didn't have to go out and get one. I still
have
one.
Well, I had several, but they were worn out in sacrifice to this show.
Yeah, and they're still sitting in there, and you won't let us throw them out.
No.
They don't work. They take up half the office.
I forgot the mood you're in. I shouldn't have said anything.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, can I have your fiancé's phone number?
Yeah. Why? Why?
Oh, I just was going to text her and tell her it might be a good night to play euchre with the gals. Not your fault. You know, you're sick and you're getting a little testy.
A lot of people around here trying to use us.
Did I say Bill? Bill.
There you go.
Oh, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Sure does.
And there are other anatomical things that want certain things as well. Other body parts besides the heart that want things.
Oh, yeah.
There's a 21-year-old young lady named Samantha Hernandez.
Now, don't show me the picture until he's done with the story. He always springs it on me before I get the full impact.
He doesn't get it.
It's the reveal.
Now, Samantha lives in Vero Beach.
Ah, home of Dodgertown. The only...
Formerly.
Yeah, they still got a golf course there. It's a par six.
And on Sunday night, Samantha decided it would be a good idea to get drunk, strip nude, and demand her fiancé to perform.
Right.
Have relations.
Yeah. Dance for me now.
He didn't feel like it.
No.
And he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to tell her... No.
You tell a woman no. That's the worst word that they can hear.
Well, that's what they mean when they say the N-word.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, no.
What did Samantha do? Drunk, nude, and ready to rumble?
When she heard the word no.
She wound up viciously attacking the man, which included beating him, scratching him, ripping his shirt up.
My God.
Evidently, this must have been, well, she's 21. This must have been the first time, because he was a little disoriented by this.
I could imagine.
He called the police, and when they got there, Samantha, well, she was still drunk and still nude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still 21.
And still didn't like being told no, especially by the police.
Oh.
And, well, of course, she had to express her displeasure, so she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She spat on the police officers.
Because even the police told her no, and she still won't take that word, no.
She was arrested for domestic violence battery on a police officer.
Let's see, do I give her a little slap on the wrist throw away the key?
She's a little pixie.
She's a mess.
Oh, well, sure she is, but she's still a little pixie.
Yeah, I think she cuts her own hair.
She does.
Yeah. And
she never believed that they'd take her because she's just a little girl.
Right.
You're not allowed to act like that.
She needs to take better care of her skin, too. It's almost methy.
You know, maybe you should send her some instructional film.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Holmes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
21.
Yeah, and a waist.
Not going to get better, Sam. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, February 19th.
MMXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Now look at her, and you know, as soon as she got out of jail, she was calling and texting and going on social media to everybody she knows, look what he did to me.
Yep. Yep. All right, Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
And of course, she's on social media, and, you know, people like Junior are typing in, I'll do you.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe right on that one.
You wouldn't hear me telling you no.
Oh, he showed us one yesterday that he didn't know if he should swipe right or left on.
I thought she was kind of pretty.
I thought she was very pretty. I thought she was very nice.
No.
What's the matter? You got a problem?
She's probably got a nice personality.
She
was pretty attractive.
Yeah, pretty attractive.
No.
What was wrong with her?
I don't want to say, man.
Why? You're afraid?
What if she's a listener? There's not a whole lot of people out there with that condition.
What condition's that?
She was missing an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing that didn't bother me.
Yeah. There's a kink for that.
Oh, you betcha.
You're darn right. You wouldn't see Dave swiping left on that.
I mean, you got to be a real man.
Yeah, that's right. Get past it.
Yep.
You know.
That was the only thing wrong with her.
It was a new meaning to skull.
Now, admit it, Junior.
Admit it.
If she had two eyes, you would have swiped the right way.
Yeah, because she wasn't bad looking.
Maybe.
And she might have a glass that she puts in there.
Yeah, but the picture was just a hole.
Why is he spazzing that we're talking about this stuff?
Do you want to pipe up, you little bitch?
What is... We'll be back. Stan and Haney, this is what makes me want to punch him.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rock show coming up at 6 o'clock. Absolute Law text line after talking about the one-eyed girl.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, there was no, that was the only thing wrong with her.
I got the same picture. I swiped left on one-eyed girl, too, Junior. Regarding to Dave, hit that little bitch, Stan. Hit him with all you got, and then tell the cops he fell into your fist.
Why do people want to hit Dave?
I don't know.
It's an epidemic.
Come on, Dave, with the one-eyed girl. You cannot really be that picky. It's really the only reason he doesn't swipe left.
Has anybody else tried to hit you since last time at the gas station?
No, man. I've been relatively hit-free.
Good.
Yeah. Where's the videotape? I don't think it happened. You and that guy from Empire. Bunch of tall stories. Let's get a look at that shirt traffic.
What a great plan, Jesse. Yeah, I'll hire a couple of Nigerian guys and say that they were white racists.
Jeez, it's so Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Fort Myers got a crash. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Rockville Road.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
Yeah. Oh, and we got one in North Fort Myers, too. Marina Town Lane in North Cleveland Avenue by the ABC Liquor.
Where you live? Phil Dirt Circle.
Yeah. That ain't no way to live. Bonita. Crash. Cali Boulevard.
And
Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And one more. Crash. Bonita Springs. 26,000 block of South Tamiami Trail.
Stan,
and you
please
are up to date.
Take a decongestant and relax.
Oh, I gotta. I just want to lie down.
You poor thing. You poor miserable thing.
Yeah. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I think breakups were easier before the internet. You know, we could just be like, sorry, it didn't work out. Have a nice life. Go away. Right now it's like, sorry, it didn't work out. I will see you online forever. There were some clues he wasn't the guy for me. I feel like there's always clues we ignore for 4 to 5 years. And one clue is we had very little in common, except we both really loved him. Like one time, I swear he actually said this once, he said, I love you more than you love me because I love myself so much. You need to love yourself more so that you can love me more. And I was like, actually, I think we both need to love you less because the more I love you, the more I hate myself for loving a guy who loves himself so much.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. I was thinking of Dave when I got these two on my feed this morning. You want to know what Dave is like? Take a listen to these two. Dave, this is for Dave the Waterman.
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them. For that person, here's a message just for you.
You're good. You're really good. Really.
There you go. And remember, you're special.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, that one that is constantly seeking attention.
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them. For that person, here's a message just for you.
You are so much smarter than anyone I know. Really.
There you go. And remember, you're special.
There. Yeah. That says it all right there.
He's a good boy.
Yeah,
he really
is. Yeah, he's a good boy.
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them.
Yeah.
He's good boy.
He's a good boy. That extra attention. demands it. You can't have four people in a room discussing things. You have to have three people and that one that, well, how can I best describe it?
Everyone knows someone who craves extra attention from others around them. For that person, here's a message just for you.
You are so much smarter than anyone I know. Really.
Really.
There you go. And remember, you're special.
You are. You're special. Laughter. We can all use it about now. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Amy.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
This is National Entrepreneurship Week.
Jeez.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before starting your own business.
Top things to ask yourself before starting your own business.
Can I work from home? Oh, wait. That's where my family spends most of their time. Scratch that. Is this executive time business allowed in the private sector?
Living in America.
Am I really just doing this as an excuse to hire a busty secretary?
Yep.
I'm scared of this stuff.
Yeah, you should be. We're scared of you.
Literally.
I'm scared of you being on the financial committee.
She's on a committee.
They have been sued by women.
Don't bring up our past.
Yeah, well, you can't do long division.
Yeah.
I'm a strong black woman.
I don't know. My concept is so brilliant. How come nobody else has already thought of vape pens for babies?
Oh, a baby wants a vape pen.
Will it be less fun to steal office supplies when I'm the one buying them in the first place? Is the world really ready for a movie theater just for cats?
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
Do I really just think I know a lot about business because I've watched too much Shark Tank?
Yeah.
And finally, the very top question to ask yourself before starting your own business.
Yes.
Shouldn't I know how to spell entrepreneur before becoming one?
Yes.
One more time. And that, my friends, is V45.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email.
Sounds like Stan's fever dream. One more time. Why is this hard?
Here.
One more time.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.